The Coast Social Network is on the air where we talk to your friends and neighbors across Southwest Michigan. Joining us today is Chris from Cornerstone Alliance. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing great. And for people that don't know anything about Cornerstone Alliance and what you guys do with this community, tell us a little bit about it.
All right. So Cornerstone Alliance is the lead economic development company in Berrien County. So what that means is that our primary job is to attract new business to the area and then also help retain current businesses here, and then also with those current businesses here to expand those businesses. So we are kind of the one-stop shop for economic development and making this community really a great place to live, work, and play.
Exactly. And you just recently unveiled your big strategic plan.
We did. Absolutely. Very exciting. The next 5 years are going to be big years for us. We have some big goals to achieve, and we hope to do those in a timely manner and to actually exceed those goals. So
that's wonderful.
That's great. So, Chris, it looks like you brought a special guest, Anna Brooks, who is with Arcadia Gardens Landscaping and Design in Stevensville. Welcome, Anna. Nice to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Of course. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about what you do in the community.
Well, we're a small family-run company located in Stevensville. We've been in the area for 27 years this year. It was started by my mother-in-law, and Todd and I assumed ownership of it in 2008. And we have grown exponentially, and I believe part of our success is reflecting in the efforts of the Cornerstone Alliance. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in their mission and think that they're doing great things for the area.
So a lot of people might not think to put together economic development and landscape design. They seem like such different things, but it sounds like there's a real partnership here. You talk about that?
There really is. If you've ever been to a resort town like Harbor Springs or Petoskey, they really do a fantastic job of encouraging visitors, making people feel comfortable. Your stress level drops, you stay longer, you spend more. It's really a sense of place that you want to return to again and again.
So, Anna, I think a lot of times we take landscaping for granted. It's so beautiful, and it's almost like we don't even notice it happening, you know? Can you talk about a place maybe people would even recognize from the area that you've had a hand in beautifying, and what specifically what you've done there?
Yes, actually, we just finished up a job in Watervliet. They had a small park. It was very outdated. It had broken concrete, had overgrown plantings, and they were really having problems with delinquents hanging out there after hours. It's right in front of the library, so the library took that spot and asked me to come in and design a new park. We've opened it up. We've included some lawn area. We've included some benches. It's also an educational garden.
And it seems like the thing people would take pride in. So now, instead of, you know, maybe there being an unsavory element, you know, it's a place people want to go. They want to take their kids. They want to hang out there. So
they do.
You know.
It was designed for public gatherings, and it was also designed to create some nice quiet spots to enjoy a book. We did a similar small project for the Maud Preston Library here in St. Joe, where we took a little bit of an overgrown garden that was a maintenance problem for them and turned it into a nice reading nook, and also opened up that space so that they can have weddings and they host events there for Art on the Bluff.
Art on the Bluff, yeah. Yeah, so it's like they're, you know, having these beautified spaces really helps the whole city or the whole community kind of elevate their economic presence.
Yep. Yeah. And doing a landscape design, adding elements like trees and colorful planters, there's four seasons of interest, and we always have to keep that in mind. People come to our town and come to our businesses year-round, so we have to make sure that they're interesting, that they're welcoming. Adding some color planters in front of your building can give you an instant facelift.
It almost seems like we do take landscaping for granted a little bit, but you know, it definitely impacts the community. I'm learning so much more about how landscaping is just a big part of our community, but it's also, you guys are very invested in helping out Cornerstone Alliance do the things that they're doing in the community. So why is it so important for you guys to invest with Cornerstone Alliance?
The reason we decided to invest in Cornerstone Alliance is because we recognize a real potential for an increase in our business as it trickles down. As they are able to attract larger businesses and more people move to the area, more people visit in the area, and storefronts increase, that really does reflect on our client base. And with the economy of the local area, the more willing they are to invest in their landscaping.
That is something that's very wonderful, and it is something with landscaping that we do take for granted, but it definitely makes Southwest Michigan look a lot better when you you really care about something as simple as what the curb appeal is and how the landscaping looks. And it's just a wonderful thing that you guys are doing at Arcadia Gardens and Landscape Design. Thank you so much for stopping by today, Anna.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, guys.